Introduction. In the Scientific American article, Where Does Consciousness Come From? Two neuroscience theories go head-to-head, Allison Parshall, 2025, reports on the landmark Cogitate Consortium study comparing two dominant theories of consciousness, Global Neuronal Workspace Theory, GNWT, and Integrated Information Theory, IIT. The Scientific American article explores how this adversarial collaboration sought to directly test competing models using brain imaging. Complementing this, Carl Zimmer's New York Times coverage, 2025, broadens the context by showing that GNWT and IIT are only two among at least 29 identified theories of consciousness, including adaptive resonance theory, dynamic core theory, and first-order representational theory, illustrating the field's theoretical fragmentation. The challenge of studying consciousness. Parshall emphasizes the inherent scientific difficulty of studying consciousness, which is not directly observable. Techniques like intracranial electroencephalography, EEG, which records brain activity from inside the skull, provide neural data but no access to subjective experience. Robert Kaisire of the University of Sussex explains that while behaviors and brain states can be measured, the private nature of awareness itself makes empirical investigation uniquely challenging. The competing theories. Parshall and Zimmer outline GNWT and IIT's distinct approaches. GNWT, developed by Stanislaus Dehaene, views consciousness as arising when prefrontal regions globally broadcast sensory information, akin to spotlighting stimuli on a cognitive stage. IIT, developed by Giulio Tononi, defines consciousness in terms of informational complexity and integration, asking what kind of physical system, brain or otherwise, could generate a unified, coherent experience. Both theories produce testable neural predictions, which the Cogitate Consortium aimed to evaluate. The Cogitate Consortium study. Zimmer details how Lucia Meloni and 41 other scientists launched the Cogitate Consortium in 2018 to overcome the usual pattern of scientists only defending their own models. They implemented adversarial collaboration, where rival camps work with neutral researchers to design shared experiments. 8 labs across the US, Europe, and China tested 267 participants using 3 brain imaging methods, intracranial electrodes, in epilepsy patients, functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, and magnetoencephalography, MEG. Tasks included video games requiring conscious perception, such as catching colored discs or identifying blurred faces. Findings that challenge both theories. Published in Nature, the Cogitate results challenged both GNWT and IIT. GNWT's predicted prefrontal ignition signal when stimuli disappeared was largely absent, IIT's predicted posterior network synchrony was also unsupported. All 3 imaging modalities converged, both theories provided partial but incomplete explanations. Oscar Ferrante of the University of Birmingham summarized this bluntly to Zimmer: both theories are incomplete, reinforcing that neither framework yet captures the full neural basis of conscious experience. Peer review conflicts and criticism. Zimmer reports that Hakwon Lau, Sungkyunkwan University, a consciousness theorist and formal reviewer, criticized the Cogitate paper for insufficiently specifying where in the brain predictions would be tested. Lau publicly posted his critique and co-authored an open letter signed by 124 scientists under the name IIT Concerned, which labeled IIT pseudoscience due to its lack of falsifiability and its expansive claims, including the possibility that plants or computer chips could possess minimal consciousness. This controversy intensified debates about IIT's scientific legitimacy. Philosophical stakes and scientific disputes. Parshall and Zimmer both note the broader philosophical tensions. While critics accuse IIT of overreaching into metaphysical claims like panpsychism, the idea that consciousness pervades all matter, Tononi's team defended the theory in Nature Neuroscience, accusing critics of zeal without sufficient empirical counterarguments. Anil Seth, quoted by both authors, emphasizes that adversarial collaborations like Cogitate can clarify weaknesses in current models even if they do not decisively settle theoretical disputes, gradually moving the field toward sharper, more testable hypotheses. The broader landscape of consciousness research. Zimmer expands the discussion by noting that a 2021 survey identified at least 29 distinct theories of consciousness. This underscores that, far from converging, the field remains theoretically splintered. Joel Snyder, University of Nevada, expressed skepticism to Zimmer that the Cogitate study had narrowed this theoretical sprawl, and Lau argued that the study's findings had not meaningfully shifted the landscape. Instead, the field faces the ongoing challenge of refining and pruning competing models. Practical importance beyond theory. Parshall highlights the clinical relevance of consciousness research, particularly in assessing awareness in coma, brain injury, and anesthesia patients, where critical decisions about life support hinge on determining conscious presence. Kai Sayer underscores the ethical stakes, warning that avoiding the hard problem of consciousness risks life or death consequences for vulnerable patients. Conclusion. Together, Allison Parshall's Scientific American reporting and Carl Zimmer's New York Times coverage offer a rich, multifaceted view of consciousness research today. While the Cogitate Consortium's unprecedented adversarial collaboration revealed the incompleteness of both GNWT and IIT, it also exemplified a more rigorous, cooperative scientific approach. Yet the field remains divided, with dozens of competing theories and active public disputes. Despite theoretical impasses, pursuing a scientifically grounded understanding of consciousness continues, driven by intellectual curiosity and urgent clinical need. Key takeaways. The Cogitate Consortium's large-scale adversarial collaboration tested two major theories of consciousness, GNWT and IIT, but found that neither offered a complete explanation, revealing critical gaps in both frameworks. Beyond GNWT and IIT, at least 29 distinct theories of consciousness exist, highlighting the theoretical fragmentation and lack of convergence in the field, as emphasized in Zimmer's reporting. The Cogitate study used an unprecedented combination of intracranial EEG, fMRI, and MEG across 267 participants, applying rigorous experimental designs to assess conscious perception during visual tasks. The study's publication sparked major controversy, including a public critique by Hakuan Lau and 124 scientists labeling IIT pseudoscience, reflecting deep philosophical and empirical tensions over how consciousness theories should be tested. Despite theoretical disputes, consciousness research has immediate ethical and clinical importance, guiding decisions in cases like coma, anesthesia, and severe brain injury, where assessing residual awareness has life or death implications.